I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a What's the Missing Word episode, where I give you two sets of sentences and each sentence has a missing word. But the missing word for each set is the same. So if I give you three sentences from set one, you are looking for one word. The words might have different meanings. They might be a verb or a noun or a phrasal verb, but they look and sound exactly the same. So in total, we're looking for two missing words, one word from set one and one word from set two. So let's have a look at set one, sentence one. When there's a missing word, I will say blank. I still haven't blank my phone. Have you seen it anywhere? I still haven't blank my phone. Have you seen it anywhere? Sentence two. My dream is to blank my own company, but I don't know where to start. My dream is to blank my own company, but I don't know where to start. And sentence three. I got fired from my job when the boss, blank, out, I was playing games on the computer all day. I got fired from my job when the boss, blank, out, I was playing games on the computer all day. Okay, so what's the missing word from those three sentences? Okay, let's move on to set two. What's the missing word? Here's sentence number one. I learned to blank at a young age, and now I compete in the ring quite regularly. I learned to blank at a young age, and now I compete in the ring quite regularly. Sentence two. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the blank. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the blank. And sentence three. I unwrapped the present and opened the blank to find the gift I was hoping for. I unwrapped the present and opened the blank to find the gift I was hoping for. What's the missing word? Okay, so do you have two words? If you want to take a moment to consider that, then pause the podcast. And then when you're ready, we'll look at the answers together. Okay, let's take a look at the two missing words. So the missing word from set one, what was it? Well, it was found. F-O-U-N-D, found. And in these sentences, I use the word found as the past tense of find. I still haven't found my phone. That's actually the past participle, but the word found is the past simple and past participle of the verb find. In the second sentence, my dream is to found my own company. To found a company, that means to form and start a company. And then I also used it in a phrasal verb, to find out. I got fired from my job when the boss found out I was playing games on the computer all day. To find out means to discover and learn something. Okay, so the first missing word was found. What about the second one? Well, it was box, B-O-X, box. I learned to box at a young age. So we can use the verb to box when talking about the sport of boxing. It's the action verb. to box. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the box. So here we have a phrase, to think outside the box. And this means not to think of the obvious solutions, but to think of something that you wouldn't usually think about. And the third sentence, I unwrapped the present and opened the box to find the gift I was hoping for. So here we open a box. This is a container for something, usually a present, for example, or something you buy which comes in a package. It's in a box. That's a box. Okay, so did you manage to find both words? Well done if you did. Hopefully if you didn't, you have learnt how we use words in different ways. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.